Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, let's talk about thoroughbreds, because when we talk about the famous family of Winks, there's only one gentleman to talk to. We know that Winks has been retired. The Street Cry Vegas Showgirl seven-year-old mare, we're waiting to hear any time, I guess, when the owners decide what stallion that she will go to. But John Camilleri, who owns Vegas Showgirl, has one coming through the ranks, has been broken in as we speak. John, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Andrew.
Must be exciting, John, when you get a relative to the champion mare. This one by Exceed and Excel.
Yeah, it is actually. It's early days. She actually went back into the pre-trainers at Matt Bella's yesterday, and he keeps sending me these videos. I think he's sort of in love with her. Yeah, you know, you're counting every day, and hopefully you don't get a bad phone call. But all's well.
Okay, so let's go and take our listeners right through it. So you own Vegas Showgirl, and you decided to send her to Exceed and Excel, and this is a filly. So take us through the naming and what she's like and all that sort of stuff, John.
Oh, in terms of the naming, I'm really fussy about the horses I name and how I name them. And look, I sort of ended up with Covent Garden, but her half-sister is at Kieran Mars now turning three. She's called Courchevel, and Kieran had a lot of trouble getting his tongue around that name. I had to explain to him what Courchevel was and where it was, etc. So anyway, we got through that process. She's a beautiful filly. She oozes quality. She's all class. She got a lovely head, lovely rangy filly. Matt Vella's just absolutely in love with her, and she'll be heading off to Chris Waller in the next few weeks when Matt's put a bit more polish on her.
Okay, you sent me a little video this morning so I could grab a look of her, and she just looks, she's only, you know, a slight canter around the vision that we saw, but she certainly just looks to be a beautiful, well-balanced filly.
She's a beautifully balanced filly. She's all the parts fit together. She's got the most beautiful head. She's all class. She oozes quality. She just ticks every box, and she's got a pedigree to boot, and, you know, she's related to Winks, and that doesn't hurt either.
No, it doesn't. I guess along the road, it must be tempting. Do you sell or do you keep? Have you always wanted to keep them?
Oh, look, I always want to keep them, but, you know, you've got service fees to pay, adjustment. I mean, you don't want to keep tipping money into the bucket, and you got to pick and choose. Like, you have your time over again, you'd sell a lot, not keep Vancouver and Wicks, but it didn't work out that way. That's life. You just move on.
Yeah, it's you're in the love of racing, John, isn't it? It's, if you can afford it, you want to keep this famous family, don't you?
Oh, you do. And, you know, every now and then you're going to get bitten on the bum, but, you know, you got to wish people well, and that's their good fortune. And, you know, it all comes around. Everyone gets their turn. So I've still got Vegas Showgirl, two of her sisters to Winks, and she's in Folder Deep Impact. So not a bad outcome. I mean, Winks has created that value, so very happy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, who was she in fold to? So Deep Impact, gee, that'll be worth something in a little while too, she has.
Yeah, you just pray for a nice, healthy foal and the mother's okay at the end of it all. And I think she's a mid-September cover, Andrew, so, you know, late August foal. We're not far off, actually, now. So, yeah, please God.
I want to ask you, and I'm getting it up as I speak, but what age is Vegas Showgirl?
She's a 2002 mare from memory, so she's 16.
16, yeah.
You're testing me there, but I think she's 16. So,
yeah, no, she is. You know, she is. Yep.
I'd like to think she's got 2, 3, 4 more foals in her, and as long as she's well, you know, we'll just look after her.
Understand. So with Covent Garden, this
Covent Garden.
Is it a case that you mentioned it's been sort of the final touches of being broken in now, or what's the process?
Yeah, she's been broken in. That was a 5 or 6 week process about 6 weeks ago. She went back to Sedgenhoe for a 4 week spell. She'll be back at the Breakers at Matt Villas for 2 or 3 more weeks, and then she'll head into Chris Waller's, you know, shortly thereafter. So she'll be in a stable in about a month, Andrew.
Okay. And do you think, I mean, is it too early to ask you, is she going to be an early type? Is she something that we're going to see, you know, 3-year-old and more?
She won't be early. She'll be a late 2-year-old. early three-year-old. Then again, you know, we get it wrong. I mean, who would have thought Vancouver would have won a slipper? You know, no way in the world. But horses change and make lies of you. But at the moment, should be a lovely late two-year-old.
I can hear it in your voice. You're really excited, aren't you?
Oh, I am. You know, you dream of these families and getting a nice filly and it's well put together, and they're just so hard to breed or hard to buy. But, you know, even if you go to a sale, Andrew, that most people are retaining the well-bred, well-conformed stock. So they're not in many catalogues either. They're rare commodities.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And in foal, as you say, to Deep Impact. So let's hope it continues on. I don't know whether this is an unfair question or not, John, but I'll ask it anyway. Have the owners of Winx come to you with any thought about who they should go to?
No, not at all. I mean, no. They've got to breed Winx. I know exactly where I'd go with it, but Winx is their horse and that's their decision. So, no. Not at all.
Okay. Are you willing to say who you'd send her to?
Oh, look, I'd personally put her on a plane. I'd go to Galileo every day of the week and leave her there for 12 months. Because Galileo's 21, 22 years old now, and the following year I'd go to Dubawi, then bring her home for the rest of her life.
Yep. Okay.
You only get one chance at these world-class stallions. But, you know, they've been happy to race her here and they may be happy to breed her here, and that could be a wise decision. Not for me to tell them, you know.
I appreciate that, and I didn't want to put undue pressure on you because everyone's got their own thoughts. But you do know the mum side of the family, you know, really so well, as you know, as we know. So it is a fascinating story. She gave us so much joy. It's now a racing industry that's probably searching for someone to come up, John.
Yeah, that's right. I think it'll take a few years before we see another Winx or anything as good as or near as good as her, but you never know what's around the corner.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, John, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. I saw a little bit of vision yesterday on the Hawkesbury Racing Club Twitter page, and I thought I'd get an update on this Exceed and Excel Vegas Showgirl filly. Let's hope that Chris Waller can weave some magic into the future.
Well, he hasn't done a bad job with Winx, so, yeah.
exactly. Good on you. Thanks a lot, John.
Thanks, Andrew.